Who knows what I'm talking about tonight? Morality. Morality. Anybody guess why I'm speaking on morality? That's actually me. It's my new MySpace photo. Thank you. Thank you very much. Anybody care to take a stab at why I am talking about morality? Should I fill you in? Should I give you the 411, as they say? All the cool kids are saying these days. Whew, yeah. So I've been reading through Proverbs, right? And I noticed that Proverbs has a lot to say about an immoral woman. Has anybody else noticed that? It's like, stay away from the immoral woman. Stay away from the seductress, the adulterous woman. Stay away from immoral people. And so I was like, it said it like over 12 times, stay away from this immoral woman. And so I decided I'm going to look this up. I'm going to see what this morality thing's all about. So who knows what the definition of morality is? I hope I do. I do now, thank God. I looked it up because that's the good, smart thing to do. Morality is the principles concerning the distinction between right and wrong, good and bad behavior. Morality is kind of the set standards for how we decide, okay, this is good and this is bad. It's good if I mow my grandma's lawn. It's bad if I run over her cat, okay? Kind of, that's morality that kind of helps us with those sort of things. It's good if I give a homeless person $5. It's bad if I yell at him and throw rocks at him while I'm driving by, okay? That's kind of morality, okay? So here, I'll give you a chance and you can tell me if this is good or bad. It's something if I shoot my old neighbor with a paintball gun. Bad. Everybody knows that. It's blank if I take my youth pastor out to lunch. Ouch. Ouch, you guys hurt. You cut me deep. Just like the knife in the heart. Daggers. It's blank if I leave encouraging comments on people's MySpace. Good, yeah. It's blank if I don't read my Proverbs. Yeah, so I didn't prepare you guys with what the questions were going to be. You kind of have an idea of what's right and wrong. That's kind of the definition of morality. It's the set rules by which you govern your life. Now, when I was a kid, not really a kid, when I was like older than you, but man, okay. So when I was like 16, 17, or 18, I also dabble in something. I play a little music from time to time on the guitar. And I kind of adopted a hero for me, and he was a great, phenomenal guitar player. And so I started listening to a lot of his stuff. Any of you guys ever heard of a man named Jimi Hendrix? Yeah. I think we've got a photo of him. Yes, we do. There he is. Man. Okay, so I just, you know, as a young 16, 17, 18-year-old guy, just really started listening to his music. Man, this guy Jimmy, I wish I could be just like him. Blah, 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 blah. And before I knew it, me wanting to be like him and studying him and following his music and his life and his career, you start to take on some of his traits, that person's traits that you study. That's just the way it works. And so I even have a picture of how I tried to maybe model myself after him. You like that? Yeah, it's funny. It's funny now. My parents didn't think it was very funny at the time. I've got some, this is a side note, I've got some family photos that we tried to take, like, like, you know, my dad's the pastor, and so we needed to have like a family portrait of like the pastor's family, and I'm wearing like this huge fro, and I'm just like this, and I just, you know, everybody else looks nice and they're smiling, and I've just got this stupid fro. Just totally destroyed the pictures. We couldn't use them. I'll try and find them. Maybe I'll put them up on MySpace or something. Anyway, back to the thing. I'm gonna run around and just like ask random people a question. If you could be Cassandra, I'm starting off with you, even though you wouldn't look me in the eye. If you could be anybody in the world, who would you be?
Oh, who would I be? A Christian Oprah Winfrey.
Cool. All right, Dave, if you could be anybody, who would you be?
Tom Beck.
Princess Diana. Okay, cool. You don't want me to answer for you. Stephen, if you could be anybody in the whole world, who would you be?
Matt Bell.
Wow, what a great example. Andrew, if you could be anybody in the whole world, who would you be?
A Christian Mick Foley.
Cool. Mick Foley is a wrestler, for those who aren't in the know. I don't know why I know that, but unfortunately I do. Mankind was his name. Yeah. Any wrestling fans out there? Two, three. Hey, we got some closet WCW, what is it, E now? Okay. But a lot of times we look at the people on TV or in the magazines or on the radio, we listen to them and we want to be like them. It's like, man, I wish I had their life. They got these TV shows on what it's like to be like a pop star or a rock star. And they take you through their life, and they show you their house and all the great things that they have because of who they are. And it makes you want to be them. It's like, I wish I had all that stuff. I wish I had that life. And so we start, I wonder what Jessica Simpson's wearing today. I'm going to log on and see what she's into. And we start modeling our lives after these people, and we start wearing the clothes that they wear and talking the way they talk and walking the way they walk, and we dress like them, and we try and look like them. These are some famous people here. Yeah, you probably know these faces, right? Anybody in here doesn't know who any of these people are? Yeah. We know who these people are. And we start to idolize them, and we put them on a pedestal, and we want to look like them, and we want to talk like them. So we listen, and we take in everything that they say, and we take in everything that we do, and we study it, and we want to replicate it. But the sad thing is that a lot of times we take it a step too far, and we start to live like them. We start to value the things that they value. We start to not value the things that they don't value. We start to let our morals slip. And because the world tells us and the media and MTV tell us that these people are successful and these people are cool, and if you walk and you talk and you dress and you act just like them, you might be able to get all these things that these people have. You might be able to drive the nice cars and go out with the pretty girls or the pretty handsome guys and whatever. You know, if you do all these things, your life will be so great. How many know who this next guy is here? Moses. He came out in a movie not too long ago. You guys know the name of his movie? Not Jesus. Not Ben-Hur. The Ten Commandments. Thank you, Ryan. Free cupcake for Ryan Brown. So, can I not do that? I'll pay for it, all right? Ryan, I'm buying you a cupcake tonight because the youth group revolted. Okay. Charlton Heston, The Ten Commandments. This is a set of rules that God gave us and gave Moses that we should govern our lives by. Anybody know what the first Ten Commandments is? Thou shalt not worship any other gods. Good. Somebody got it. Anybody know what number two is? No. Any other idols? Number three? Thou shalt not cuss. I don't think it's worded quite like that. I think it's worded as thou misuse the name of God. This is kind of modern language, so we can kind of understand it. Except for this next one. Anybody know what number four is? The Sabbath day. That's right. Come to church on Sunday. Number five? It's a good one. I should spend some time on this one, I think. Anybody ever have trouble in honoring your parents? Sometimes it's really tough because our parents don't really behave in a manner that is really deserving of honor. Our parents don't really earn our respect sometimes. But what does the Bible say? It doesn't say honor your father and your mother when they're perfect and when they don't mess up. It just says honor your father and your mother. Number six, thou shalt not kill. Number seven, number eight. Anybody have trouble stealing in here? We're going to have an altar call for you right now. Anybody? Naomi? She's just passing the clipboard. Oh, man. Okay. Number nine. Anybody have any trouble lying in here? Maybe it's just a little white lie. Maybe you were like, hey, I don't know, I'm drawing a blank. See, I tell the truth all the time, so I really have a hard time coming up with lies. But maybe you're not truthful with your parents about where you are Friday night or Saturday night. Maybe you say you're going to be one place and then you end up being another. Maybe you tell your parents you're going to be home at 11 when you know you're not going to be home till 1:30. That's a lie. Number 10. What's number 10? Thou shalt not covet. That means you don't really... What? You shouldn't want what other people have. Now, does anybody in here disagree with any of these? Anybody in here think that some of this thing on this list is wrong? No, we all agree that we shouldn't do these things, right? Does anybody in here think that they live by these moral codes, that this is their own moral code that they try to live by? I hope that some of us try and live by this, right? This is the Ten Commandments, right? Amen. Hallelujah. But do we always obey these? Good morals, and I want you to catch this, good morals aren't doing you any good if you're not living by them. See, we think, man, I've got great morals. You know, I believe in the Ten Commandments. But then we lie to our parents. We cheat on our tests. We want what our friends have. Hopefully we're not committing adultery. But we don't honor our father and mother. We take the Lord's name in vain. We set up idols in our lives. We spend more time on the internet than we do in our Bible. We watch a lot of TV. I wonder what's happening on the OC. Is that show still on? I don't know. I don't know. Whatever. Laguna Beach. Whatever the the hot thing is these days. Lost. We're more consumed with Lost than we are with winning the world for Jesus. I've been guilty of that one. I'll just be honest with you. I like the TV show. It's fun. But when it takes the place of the number one thing in your life, then it's out of hand. Then we're not honoring God. Then we've set up idols in our life. Then we're worshiping other things. Good morals aren't doing you any good if you're not living by them. And we go back and forth. We have the Ten Commandments on Sunday, and then Monday, it's all about what Stamos is wearing. We come on Wednesday, and it's, yes, Lord Jesus, I love you. I'm going to honor you. I'm going to obey my parents. And then Thursday, it's back to, like, I wonder if Brittany's lost all her baby weight yet. Sunday morning, we're back in church, hopefully. God, I'm sorry I put MySpace before reading my Bible every day this week. Lord, forgive me. I'm never going to do that again. And then Monday morning, we're listening to Green Day's music MySpace page and forgetting our Bible. Good morals aren't doing us any good if we're not living by them. So I want to challenge you guys tonight to just get serious. So I want everybody in here to bow your head, close your eyes. I want you to think of one area in your life where you aren't living up to your moral code, where you're falling short. I know just from experience where I've been and where I've lived in my life that the majority of us in here are going to be having at least one area in our life that we're having trouble with, that we're falling short in. Maybe you're lying to your parents about where you've been on Friday night. Maybe you're getting your moral code from MTV and not the Bible. Maybe you're putting a relationship, a guy or a girl, and setting that up as the most important thing in your life instead of God. Maybe MySpace has become an idol in your life. You're on it more than you're in your Bible. Maybe you're lying behind your friend's back, saying nasty things about them because they did something nasty to you. Maybe you've been logging online and just looking at a bunch of junk you shouldn't be looking at, that you know you shouldn't be looking at. So as you have that thing in mind tonight, as you're thinking about that thing, I'm going to say a prayer, and I'd like you to repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, God, I'm so sorry for falling short of your moral code. Lord, I pray for help, that you would help me overcome this area and live as you would have me to live. Lord, bring to my remembrance this prayer and the commitment I'm making to you. In Jesus' name, amen. It's time we start living what we say we believe. It's time we start walking the walk we say we are going to walk. And I believe with God's help that we can do it, all right? And I believe with God's help that we can do it. Thank you guys for coming tonight. Log on to Abandon's MySpace, listen to their music. We want to thank them so much for coming out and blessing us. They have CDs to buy, but I don't think they set them up. It's a really great CD if you don't already have it. they'll give it to you or sell it to you. And if you buy it, you will be blessed. And we want to bless them for coming back and blessing us, right? Yeah. Amen. So here's the sign-up sheet for the spring retreat, fall retreat. I hope you guys sign up, and I hope you can come. It's really going to be awesome. If I didn't think it was going to be worth your time and your money, we wouldn't even be doing it. But I think that if you go, not only are you going to have fun, but you're really going to be blessed. And if you have one of those visitor cards, turn them in when you get your cupcake. We really want to get that and keep track of you. I want everybody to stand up. And in the most appropriate way that you can, tickle your neighbor, and you'll be dismissed. All right.
So take my